Highway 10, where I normally go, Morgan Mamela by the Pigskin, and on Central Avenue at the Temperance Hill Square in Hot Springs. So, Bill, when we go down to Oakland this summer,
this spring, and lose a couple of dollars,
we'll still have plenty of money left over to go to Jim's Razorback and celebrate, maybe watch a little live music.
Swing by there.
All right, time now for everybody's favorite moment, the Matty T Minutes.
Well, it's been all about Fire and Ice the last 3 weeks, with Catching Fire and Frozen owning the box office. This week, we finally shake things up with two new movies bringing some serious competition as we barrel right along through the holiday movie season. The first movie up this week is the next installment of the Tyler Perry Madea series. In this eighth film installment titled A Madea Christmas, we see Tyler Perry once again returning to the role of a large pre-op transsexual with a sassy attitude. This time, however, she's dressed as Santa and unsuspecting kids are sitting on her lap. If I haven't sold you on this film yet, then let me mention who else is in this movie. A fine actor that goes by the screen name Larry the Cable Guy. For my money, there's no better way to count down the 12 days of Christmas with your loved ones than with Tyler Perry's A Madea Christmas. The second movie opening this week is really up my alley and has my fellow nerds and I from the nerdery positively giddy with excitement. Now playing is the sequel to 2012's The Hobbit. The second installment, subtitled The Desolation of Smaug, is a continuation of the first, picking up right where the first left off. That name just rolls off your tongue, doesn't it? Smaug. I love the A before U combo. Anyways, the first movie ended abruptly, and that was very frustrating, but it's probably better to break it up into several movies. I doubt most people would be able to sit in a theater for 7 straight hours. Actually, I'll probably have to take a bathroom break at some point during this one, just to stretch my legs. The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, will definitely be number one on Monday, and Madea will be in at a strong second. And that's this week's Matty T Minute.
All right, very good. Let's,
I always thought The Hobbit was a striker for,
Middle Earth Fulham. Am I the only one that thinks Tyler Perry likes dressing up as a woman a little too much?
No, you're not.
Could be in the ballpark.
Am I the only one who thinks every one of those movies is an abomination, although I haven't seen any of them?
You're right.
I'd like to see the movie Madea in a car accident and just see where they go.
I'd like to see
maybe in that series.
John
Madea
Wayne
drives into
Madea.
Oncoming traffic.
Madea goes to North Korea and marries Kim Jong's uncle.
If Madea takes on a James Bond sort of element to Madea, you know,
be good.
Chasing down criminals.
Yes, it would be nice. Let's take a quick timeout, Matt. We'll come back and finish up with the Zone Rewind. It's everyone's favorite moment, plural, from the week. We got college football coaches who we interviewed an assistant this week that became a head football coach. That's the kind of impact the Zone has, my friend.